Ukraine is sending Aliona Aliona and Jerry Hale with Teresa and Maria to Eurovision 2024. Wow, that was a bit of a mouthful. But will Ukraine be you crowned the winner this year? Let's review Eurovision. Yes, so Ukraine is sending Aliona Aliona and Jerry Hale to Malmo this year. They're a country they're always one to watch at Eurovision. Jack, what do you make of it?
Well, I think pretty much the whole world now recognizes that when Ukraine did win 2 years ago, it was not because of the song. And the song itself did not deserve to win, and there were a few songs that should have won instead. If Ukraine does win this year, not only will it be entirely deserved, but it will also be for one of Ukraine's best entries that they've ever sent. I think this is absolutely stunning. And it made a deep impression on me from the very first listen. It was when they announced all of the snippets, and I think the first minute or something came out, and I put it, downloaded it straight away. It was straight on loop. I absolutely loved it. And I think what it does so well is it sort of mixes both the historic, sort of the quite religious-y connotations of the lyrics, of the vocals in parts, with modern-day rap and what modern-day Ukraine looks like. It's that mix of past and present that I think works so well and makes this a very memorable package. And I think it's particularly significant that they're sending it, in the aftermath of a very important year in Ukraine's relationship with religion. So this is, I mean, maybe I'm reaching here with a bit of my crazy ass analysis, but last year, so Ukraine for a very long time, their church has been aligned to the Russian Orthodox Church. We all know, we don't need to go into what's happened there, but last year, and actually over the, since the invasion of Crimea about 10, well, it was 10 years ago, Ukraine's church has been slowly pivoting away from the Russian church and towards the Western church. And last year is when they finally made the big split, and they did they moved the date of Christmas from January, which is when the Russian church has it, to the 25th of December, which is when the Western church does it. And it was a big moment in Ukraine's pivot towards the West and away from Russia. And I think the sending of a fairly religiously sounding song in the aftermath of that says, look, this is what old Ukraine looks like, with the element of rap in there as well. This is what modern Ukraine looks like. This is the Ukraine of the future, is I think what this is. It's what it's not what it's obviously saying, but I think the reason why this is so significant is because this is today's Ukraine, and this is what it sounds and this is what it looks like, and it's embracing it, and it's a lovely entry with possibly the lyric of the year for me. It's when Jerry sings, I'm not holy, I'm alive. And I think in the last, given what we've seen in the last 2 years in, the atrocities that have been going on in Ukraine, you don't need, the people who've survived this have had to, surrender part of themselves to actually persevere. And it's a deeply moving song, actually. I still get a bit of a lump in my throat when I hear it. The concern I think that a lot of people have, and the reason why it slipped down the bookies' odds from being the clear favourite for a long time, was that national final performance. I'm not massively concerned because it's hard, it's easy to forget that it was filmed in a bunker underground. Jerry's vocal earpiece wasn't working. She pulled it out near the beginning, and yet they still managed to pull out a very moving performance. And I think by the time of Malmo, if there's one country that can do staging at Eurovision, it's Ukraine. And you would be a fool to write this off as a winner. And if it does win, it would be a very deserving winner. It's a fantastic entry, and Ukraine are, chef's kiss. This is one that deserves to win this year.
Yeah, I mean, I would completely echo all of that. I just think it's beautiful. The different kind of texture that you get in the song between the rap and the vocals. I kind of just leaves me speechless. It's so striking to listen to, and it is absolutely Ukraine's kind of best entry for a good kind of few years. It's so up there. I think the kind of the religious notes in it are so interesting as well, because it's one of those where we talk about kind of whether songs can kind of have whether songs that are sung in a native language can kind of cut across that divide and get the message through. And the fact that it's, you know, Teresa and Maria, it's, you automatically know what it's about. And for that, I think because Ukraine is at war, that religious note cuts through way more to people. I think any other country that was sending a kind of song that sounded religious would kind of get a bit of an eyebrow raise, and it'd be a bit strange. But you know that kind of in times of struggle, people turn to faith. And so it completely cuts through any kind of that. It just works as a package. And that was my only concern, was about kind of whether they'll be able to bring it to life more at the stage. But I have absolutely no concerns that what you saw at the kind of their national selection, it'll be streaks ahead when it comes to it. It's just, yeah, it's just completely moving. And I think it'll be a real kind of moment. And it's like, it's one of those, you just, I think kind of moments, Ukraine at Eurovisions, people can, I would worry that, you know, it would get kind of a bit lost each year, the kind of importance of them being there and kind of why it's such a statement. And I just think a song like this will kind of, it'll feel like 1944 again. It'll just have that kind of resonance and that significance. I mean, like you said, it's pretty high up in the bookies. It's in semi-final one. It's going fifth. I don't think there's really any question about kind of whether it gets through to the final or not. But how well do you think it's going to do, and what would you rank it?
Yeah, it's going to sail through. It'll either come first or second in that semi-final, definitely. You know, if it comes second, it'll be to Croatia, I think. But even then, I still think this is televote bait. And we saw last year with a song that I still quite liked, Heart of Steel, I thought was a pretty solid, better than Stefania, frankly, I thought. And that still hoovered up 180 televote points in the final. It did very well. So people still back Ukraine and they will vote for it. So I would not be surprised if this wins the semi-final. And this, I think, is almost guaranteed top three televote in the final. I'd also say it's probably top three jury as well. And in a year as split as this, where I don't think there's going to be that much cohesion between what the jury like and what the televote like, you know, finishing third in both could well be enough to win it. It's what happened with Duncan Lawrence. I think he finished third with both and he ended up winning it. So I think this is a strong, I think it's fourth or fifth with the bookies having been favourite. And I feel like people are already starting to write this off. I don't think this is the most likely winner yet. Ask me again in Eurovision rehearsal week when we start seeing what they're going to do with it, and I'll probably change my mind. But I think I would not be surprised at all if this wins. And I actually think it would deserve to. I don't think Stefania deserved to win. It didn't deserve to win last year, but this is a Eurovision winning entry. And I think this tops 1944. Actually, 2016, I think none of them deserved to win that year. I think it was a pretty shit year. But in just, it's just stunning. It's Ukraine at its very, very best. And yeah, if they're going to win again twice in quick succession, it should be with this.
Yeah. Did you give it a mark?
I didn't give it a mark, actually. I just remembered. I'm going to score this a 9 out of 10. It's, yeah, glorious. Absolutely glorious.
Yeah. I mean, I would kind of echo all of that. For me, it's my top of the year. It's my 10. It's just divine to kind of listen to. And yeah, I think kind of when it comes down to it, I think, yeah, it'll creep back up the bookies when you actually get kind of rehearsal clips and things coming out, because I think we all know that Ukraine knows how to kind of stage a performance. So there's kind of no concerns on that front. And it'll just be kind of one that kind of slightly slips down in the kind of run up, but I think it'll be right up there when it comes to the week of it.
Well, that's interesting, because I think that's your first 10 in a little while. You didn't even give Tattoo a 10 last year, and that was your favorite last time.
Yeah,
So we're big fans of it there. And it does mean that with about 10 reviews to go, I think 10 or 11 reviews to go, Ukraine is our new top scorer.
One to beat. So one to
currently
beat.
Currently, it's very much our one to beat. We've still got plenty more reviews to come, though, on the channel. If you want to see what we do think about the rest of them, we've got Belgium to come. We've got Italy to come. Loads of countries. Norway, still Finland. There's loads of them. Stay, you won't want to miss it. Well, you can subscribe, and you'll hit the, if you hit the bell, you'll get notified for every single one of those reviews. We've got plenty of reviews that we've already done as well. Go back and watch them as well in the run-up to Eurovision. We're in podcast form as well. Give us a listen there. And we hope to see you in the next few weeks as we lead up to Malmö 2024. Thank you very much for watching and listening, and we will see you next time.